Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we usually do a walk and talk from the clubhouse to the parking lot, but you're a bit of an audio guy. You're a bit of an audio freak, and you said, it's windy, why don't we get in the car and chat? So that's very nice of you. Thanks, Jack.
You and I both know I didn't say that. You said it would sound terrible if we did it outside, so that's why we're sitting in my car.
But what did I do? I offered to help you carry some stuff to
your
car.
You did carry a box in it for me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Grapefruit League starts tomorrow, even though we're 6 weeks away from the season starting. Yeah. How juiced are you still to get on a mound and see somebody in a different uniform?
It's going to be fun. You know, live ABs are one thing. Like, they're exciting to finally get somebody in there. I don't throw with hitters in there before. We usually have a dummy, but to actually have somebody in there trying to hit your stuff is fun. But to actually get somebody in a uniform in there, it's just the first time to go out and compete and to, you know, get a chance. It's just, you get to go set the tone. First chance to go compete and face somebody else.
What do you love about this game? What does Jack Flaherty love about competition?
I just like competing in everything. Baseball, it's the little things that people don't really understand about the game that we understand as players or as somebody on the outside who really knows baseball might understand, but it's those things that really make the game what it is.
So give me something like that, someone that tunes in, obviously on CamelX, to listen to one of your starts. They don't realize one of the intricacies of the chess match that happens with not just every game, every inning, but every pitch, every decision that you and
yeah,
Rod make.
One of the chess matches is always when you get somebody on base. If you get a guy who can run on first and you got Yadi back there and you get a guy who can swing it at the plate, or, you know, you get into a situation, you got first and third, a guy who can run on first, one out, whatever, you know, it depends on the point in the game too, where it's going to depend on how you pitch things differently, or how the infield's going to be playing, where they're going to be in, or if they're going to be back, you know, the strategies behind, where the outfield's going to be at, what are we going to do if this guy takes off, what's going to happen, you know, what pitch do I need to make to get this guy out, what do I need this guy to do, do I need a strikeout, do I need to get a ground ball, do I need to just jam him, am I trying to get it out, like all the different the little things that go into like a first and third situation with a guy who can run on first, a guy who can swing into the plate, you get late in the game, you know, one out, seventh inning, what are we doing? What's our plan? What's our approach here? And it changes from if that's in the first inning versus if that's in the seventh inning versus if it's in the fourth inning, and depending on the score of the game.
So literally everything you do in season, off season, preparation, reflection, evaluation, if that leads to one right decision, one right pitch, and a moment of execution, it's worth it, and you do it 100 times again.
100%. It's everything that you do is about the process and the preparation and about getting whatever's going to get you to the point of success, or whatever's going to get you to a point. Whatever success looks like for you is doing everything you possibly can to try to achieve that as many times as you can.
Fire a couple quick ones at you before I kick you out of my car. What's going to be playing when you're driving back to the house right now?
It's Friday, so Wiz Khalifa.
It's a Wiz Friday.
Yes, it is.
You guys started
exists.
That.
Started here, man. Hi, A. Me and Gomber. Wiz Friday still goes on.
Tell me the best meal you've had since you've been in Jupiter.
Oof.
That's journalism.
What have I... Oh, that's a hard question.
Are you a fish guy?
Yeah. You know, we get that out in L.A. too, but... that's tough. We're going to dinner tonight.
We are.
Yeah, we, as in me and some of the guys. We're going to dinner tonight. That's going to be a good one. That'll probably be the best meal I've had since I've been down here. But
You don't have to disclose, but will it be surf or will it be turf?
A little bit
or
of both.
Or will it be both?
A little bit of both. Yeah.
All right. You can bring me a doggy bag tomorrow. Last thing you bought online.
Last thing I bought online is the stuff that's in my trunk, which is a juicer,
the new stuff Nutribullet.
The stuff I carried by myself. You may have had a small box in your hand.
A big box.
A juicer, a Nutribullet, a hat that I bought online. What else is in there? Those are the last things that, yeah. I actually bought a couple t-shirts last night.
What are you watching right now, movie or TV? Are you a binge watcher or a movie guy?
Both.
Okay, then give me one of each. Dealer's choice.
I'm rewatching this show called White Collar.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I'm rewatching that. I just finished Power. That was the show that I've been
Power.
That I watched forever. It's a great show. That one with that's a really good one that that's done now, but I watched that for the longest time. I'm rewatching the show I used to watch in high school called White Collar. Movies, I want to go watch Parasite. The last movie that I watched.
I've got the screener. Do you want it?
Really? I have it too. The last movie I watched though that was new that I hadn't seen. I've never seen Warrior with Tom Hardy and
that dude he's a bad dude, man.
Yeah. Yeah, watched that movie. Robbie Rowland told me to watch it the other day. He said you need to watch it before we do our sports movie breakdown. It didn't make my top 5 or 10, but it was a good movie.
Robbie's putting up a lot of content himself.
He's
man.
Doing a good
He's
job.
Out there
yeah, we just
throwing
did,
some bullets.
Yeah, we just did a one on. We just did a whole thing on sports movies, Marvel movies, the All-Star Game. We went over a bunch of things.
If you could be one superhero, I'm sure you. I mean, to me, Jack, you are on the money. But if you could pick one superhero and you could take over their characteristics or abilities, who would you be?
One superhero? The first
Aside
one
from AM
mind,
radio star.
Yeah, you know, Chris that's Rabin. Obviously. The first one that comes to mind is Superman. That's the...
The flying thing's a little, like, played out, though.
Is
like,
it, though?
I mean, it's just... It's been around forever.
Why? Because there's a lot of...
Okay, give me the Iron Man suit, then I can fly, plus. It's like I've got 4 pitches
yeah,
instead
but you
of
2. But put yourself out of the suit. What are you not? I mean...
You're freaking Tony Stark. You're a
you
billionaire.
Didn't say you're okay, so now are you Tony Stark or are you it's one and the same. It is one and the same. It's just, it's super, I mean...
Okay, how about one, let's take it to just the movies. Take it out of the superheroes. One actor or celebrity, non-athlete, that you could trade spots with and experience what it's like to walk in their shoes?
One actor or celebrity, non-athlete?
I've got a good one.
Who? Like, currently, right now?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Who's yours?
Dude, it's easy. It's Timberlake. He is so talented at everything he does.
You said now.
Right
I'm
now.
I'm not saying, like... I mean,
I'm not talking
in sync.
I'm talking today. He's a scratch golfer. He's okay. A stud. He can act. He can sing. He can dance. Everyone loves him. He can show up on Saturday Night Live and bring the house down. Which, by the way, you could do that.
No, I can't do that.
You could
no,
host
I can't.
SNL.
No, I can't do that. We stay within our.
We get that Cy Young. We get
well.
That chip. You're gonna host SNL.
You never know.
Timberlake's a great answer though. Jay-Z's a great answer because he does everything, man. He can walk into any room and everyone's like, oh my God, that's Justin Timberlake.
Jay-Z would be cool.
And Timberlake's a scratch golfer, man.
I feel like 99% of the population would say Drake.
Nah.
I said what 99% of the population would say, just in general. I don't like going with the first name that comes to mind. I like to think okay. about it. The first thing that came to mind was Michael B. Jordan.
That's a great one. Stud. I mean, him and I kind of have the same body, so.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd have to be a little bit shorter.
No, I said him and me.
Why no? you guys, it's very similar. He's very talented. What's the first name that comes to mind?
That's a great question.
Yeah. What else you got? You got any other one hitters? I said 4 minutes, so now we're just gonna keep
going. Yeah, we're gonna keep going. Okay. How about one athlete from non-baseball? And we'll take your man Kobe out of it. If you could experience what it's like to be another athlete, experience their sport, their training, dude, their passion, their everything.
There's a lot. Okay.
Give me Mount Rushmore. Give me four.
John Jones.
Ooh. I hope you'd pass more drug tests, though.
Dude, just to be able to experience what it's like
to be as... Those guys are nuts.
...dominant as he... Like, to be that dominant.
Who's the poor bastard that decides it's a good idea to fight him?
I don't know. Whoever wants to get beat. John Jones, I would say... There's two guys in football, and they're on the same team.
Ooh.
Well, two guys in... Okay, I say two guys in football, but it's really one guy, but it's...
I'm thinking left guard, left tackle. When right. You think of the best offensive...
Right, exactly. Pat Mahomes.
Oh, man. How much fun do they have?
Yeah, absolutely. And then two guys who can run. One plays football, and one is an actual sprinter. Usain Bolt and Tyreek Hill. Just to see what it would be like to go through that and be that fast and do that would be unbelievable.
That's so, three. You got one more.
So okay. So I'll say Usain. John Bolt, Jones. John Jones.
Usain Bolt.
Pat Mahomes.
Oh, Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
I'll take Tyreek Hill out of it. I'll take Usain Bolt, Mahomes. Usain Bolt, Mahomes, John Jones, and then basketball is really tough. Like.
You wouldn't want to be a PGA golfer and live that life?
No.
You wouldn't want to be a hockey player? I think hockey looks like, if you're good at it, the sport that would be the most fun to play at the highest level. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but... dang, there's a lot of answers, because you could go soccer, you could go say Neymar.
That's too much.
Or Mbappe. Well, I think that's how you say his last name. That dude's sweet. But I would say it's hard because I look at Ja, look at Zion. Like, to be as big and...
Ja be tight.
To do what Zion does, to and be Ja, but...
Everyone thought they had Zion figured out, and he's still just dunking on everyone, man.
Yeah. I gotta say Russ.
That'd be cool.
I would still like to be Russ for a day. Russ, Pat Mahomes.
Sierra's not bad.
John Jones. No. Russell Westbrook.
Not Russell Wilson. Russell.
No, only one guy in the NFL, Pat Mahomes. I don't know if I could throw it. He slings that thing.
You and Russell Westbrook, too. He's fashion icon, man.
That's our guy.
Rapping Jaden Smith icon.
That's our guy. He
courtside before the game.
He's awesome.
But Drake would be your celebrity one?
No. Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Not Drake.
Good. Drake would probably say, like, sitting in the batter's box, don't embarrass me. Swinging, missing sliders like I'm facing Jack Flaherty.
I'm impressed that you were able to just do that.
That was pretty
right
good, right?
I wanted to just stop you once you
that
started,
was,
but
that
I
was good though, right?
I mean, it was not bad. I ain't gonna
call
lie
it Raby Fridays.
Maybe not.
You're the best.
Maybe not.
You've kept me too long.
Ah, it's all good. Appreciate it,
Jack Flaherty. This isn't a walk and talk. This is a chill and spill. We'll call it that.
Yeah, no, get out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm leaving. Sam, we gotta go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.